Obsessed.
Hello, this is Sarah. I'm giving you a courtesy callback from customer support. I see you placed your number on our callback list here.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, can I start
Yeah.
by grabbing your zip code, sir?
11706.
I'm sorry, sir. Repeat that. You said 517.
No, 11706.
1706. It should only. Oh, I'm sorry. So there ain't the number 5 in there, is there?
Yeah, 11706 is my zip code.
Okay, your first and last name.
Joseph Sherman.
Thank you, Mr. Sherman. All right, I did locate your account. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
1401 Gardner Drive, Bayshore, New York.
Okay. Thank you for that. Give me 1 second. I'm getting your account loaded up so I can see what you ordered.
Yeah, because I don't remember ordering anything for $67.
Okay, I can confirm that. Let me see what it was. Give me 1 second. Right, just still here, sir. Still just loading just a minute.
Yeah, no problem,
Okay,
Steve. Thank you very much for calling me back. I appreciate it.
yeah, you're welcome, sir. No problem. So yes, I see you entered into WIM for the toolbox. So
My,
the I'm sorry.
yeah,
For the
that's
$5.74, that was the entry fee. And whenever you enter into WIM that, you're enrolling into a discount membership store. Basically,
all
it
right.
gives you
See,
free.
I didn't understand that. I already went to my bank and put a stop on it.
Did you dispute
It's,
the charge with your bank already?
yes, I did.
Okay. So basically, when you dispute the charge with your bank is going to provide us with a phone call and speak to our disputes department, and we are going to have to verify all the information that was manually put on the account, as well as you did just confirm you did do the toolbox for the 574. The only way, of course, you're able to enter into WIM for that is by agreeing to the terms that let you know you're enrolling into a discount membership store where you'll be
Yeah.
billed
Okay.
$67.32 for like a $125 voucher. As of right now, though, so we can cancel it. We can provide you with a 35% courtesy refund off that charge for you.
35% chance. Wait.
So basically, it's a courtesy refund of 35% back off the charge because once you go to your bank's going to provide us with a phone call, and we're going to have to, have to give them all the information on the account.
Okay.
And then basically, they're going to have to charge it back. And we don't want to
Okay.
have to get charged. You get charged back in about a month or so. So would you like me to apply the 35% refund?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. So for us to be able to apply that 35%, sir, you will have to call back with the bank on the line and have the bank verify they can drop the dispute or that there's not a dispute on the charge, and then we can apply that charge, that refund for you.
All right, so I'm still going to be charged something.
As of right now, it is, but if you want the 35% refund, you have to call back in with the bank on the line and have the bank verify that there's not a dispute on the $67 charge for confirmation on our end, because it won't let us refund the 35% unless the dispute can be taken off. So as long as your bank, just tell your bank to call us and tell them that they just need to verify that the dispute is dropped on the $67 charge, and we can help you out with that courtesy refund of 35%.
But still, you guys are just still going to take money from it, right?
It's already billed. Yes, sir. It was already billed. Correct. It was already charged to us. That we
No.
wouldn't be able to process a refund on something that didn't go through already.
Yeah, because yeah, I went to the bank and I disputed the charge, and that's they're putting a hold on it. So, I mean, if I wouldn't, it's kind of a bit quick, and I already did this once before, and you know what? I got had for $50, actually $100 from another company, and it's just, really disheartening that, I thought maybe, anyway, holidays and, something that's too good to be true usually is. So, I mean, it's nothing to you. It's just, I put a dispute on it. It's done.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Once you do the dispute, they immediately refund you back for that. And then they're going to call us, and they have to do like a fraud. Basically, when you dispute something, it means it's fraudulent, which means you didn't order it. So when they call us, sir, they're going to ask us for the email that was put on the account. They will ask us for the phone number that you put on your account as well.
So either way, I'm going to get charged for it. Okay.
But you're still going to get charged back for it. But we can give you that refund if you just call back in with the bank, and I'll even bump it up to 50% refund for you. So if the bank can call in, we can give you half of that back, and you could still use the voucher, and your account is canceled.
All right. So what I'll do tomorrow is I'll go up to the bank, and I'll do that with the bank tomorrow after work. That would be fun.
Okay, sir. I'll notate the account for you. So again, that's 50% refund, just so you're going to get half of it back at least.
Well, that's nice of you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So I just called the number I called tonight with
that's
the bank.
Correct.
So I'll go up to the bank, and I'll do what they have to do. Okay. I do appreciate your niceness during the holiday season. I just got confused, and that was it. So it is what it is. But I appreciate you doing that. I really do. I'm not trying to be mean to you or anything else. You know, it is the holiday season, and you know what? Sometimes you see something, usually it's too good to be true. So, but that's fine. So I'll go to the bank tomorrow, and I will explain to them and give you guys a call from the bank.
Okay, no problem. So we'll be looking for that call. I have your account notated, and I do have it canceled as well for you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. So I will not be charged anything further, right?
That is correct, sir. You will not be charged anything further.
And what was your name, dear?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah?
Sarah, yes, sir.
Sarah. Oh, Sarah. Sarah, thank you very much. And thank you for being understanding, and thank you for explaining it to me.
Okay, you're welcome, sir.
I appreciate your time tonight, Sue.
More than welcome, sir. You enjoy your holiday, and thank you for reaching out.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.